the season of Advent, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1. Advent is the beginning of the church year for most churches in the tradition of Western Christianity. It begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas Day, which is the Sunday nearest to November 30th, and ends on Christmas Eve. The traditional color used for clergy vestments and hangings to adorn the sanctuary during Advent is purple. In recent years, however, there has been an increasing practice of replacing purple with blue in the Advent season to denote a hopeful attitude of awe and anticipation. Because the color purple is so readily identified with the penitential character of the Lenten season. Advent, meaning coming or arrival, is a season for spiritual preparation for the birth of Christ coming into the world to dispel the darkness of sin. The time is characterized by the tensions of opposites, darkness and light, fear and hope, self-centeredness and sacrifice, discomfort and deliverance. As we, the church, make our own pilgrimage to Bethlehem with the Holy Family. As a people who walk in darkness, doubt, and fear, we hope for the light and reconciliation with God. Each Sunday of Advent brings us closer to the appointed time, and candles are lit in anticipation. Prayer, reflection, expectation, and longing mark this season for us, as it did for the Virgin Mary. And we are comforted that if we prepare a place in our hearts for the Messiah, he will share the journey with us. The Longing by Lena Lee Marler. When will it stop, the pain of this longing, seeming without beginning or ending, standing or sitting, lying or sleeping, this ever-present longing? Inside and out, my soul's tears are falling. It's me and not, close but far, this longing. Glimpsing does not permit the heart's holding, nor a brushed cheek soothe from aching. All those who do not know this longing, pity me not, my life thus disgracing, for this poor heart would find itself wandering down paths sure to find it embracing. What kind of peace inhabits this longing? Husband by great toil and striving, not an easy peace won in the struggling, but peace without which there's no living. All those who do not know this longing, pity me not, my life thus disgracing, for this poor heart would spend itself wandering down paths sure to find it embracing. Therefore I'll cling to this blanket of longing, so long as my heart beats neath its swaddling. Where it takes me is not for the caring, just to know and be known, the journey sharing.
Thank you. Peace without which there